It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Welcome, my lovelies. We're spending some time together in flow and talking about a variety of interesting and odd things going on in my life lately. So we're going to delve deep into this today. Our episode is called To the Moon and Back. This is where we get to explore very big ideas, thoughts that seem much too large for us, where we get to dress up in our parents' clothes as little kids and feel like, God, I can't believe I'll ever grow to be that big someday. And yet, sure enough, we do. So today, and we will be doing some flow dreaming and, of course, taking your live calls as we get into it. But I just want to share with you a little about the ongoing progress of inflowradio.com. So if you are at the Inflow Radio Facebook page, or there's a group, actually, join the group. I've been posting lately sort of just commentary and you know, stuff that happens, as well as on the email list, of what it takes to build an online radio network. For those of you tuning in for the very first time with me, I've built networks before. Well, one network before, that was Hay House Radio. And I'm coming full circle and creating a newer 2.0 version of it, this time free and able to do anything that my heart desires. It is a big dream. There's a lot of responsibility. Before, I was beholden to a company, you know, do a great job, keep your job, do a wonderful job, get promoted, all that. Now, the dream is strictly my own. What can I create? Who can I create it for? Who's going to play with me? You know, I'm very aware that the hosts and the people, the listeners, they're going to become my family and my community for the next 5, 10, 15 years, who knows how long. So I'm walking into a big dream, a dream where I'm basically assembling the cast around me. And it's really an interesting experience. I'll tell you, okay, behind the scenes here. The people that I've been speaking with who've already known about me, people I've produced their shows in the past before, for instance, I talk to them and they're excited and jazzed and on board and I'm going to throw my lot in with you and I see the vision and we're going to go there. And they can have that sense of comfort, right? That sense of knowing because they've done it before. They grew. They had me on their side. We worked together. You know, they were on my side. You know, we'd done this partnership before. So that bedrock of trust and knowingness has already been laid. And those people are beating down my door to get in. They're like, oh my God, golden opportunity. I know where this is going. Let me in. Contrast this. I've been reaching out to a lot of people I've never spoken to before. Literally, cold calling, cold emailing. You'd be surprised. The far reaches of the internets that I have been going to seek out good shows, to seek out interesting people, to look for people who I feel are, you know, have potential. Some of them are bigger. Some of them are very small still. But they've got something. They've got an it factor. They've got this ability to connect. And when I've been getting on the phone and talking, it's a really different experience. Because what I'm asking them to do is basically jump in a boat with me and share my vision. And asking them to share my big dream, see what I see. And what I have to show them, they say, well, is the network up yet? No. Well, who else is going to be on with me? Everybody asks that. It's kind of like, well, I'm not going to do it unless so-and-so is doing it. And so-and-so is not going to do it unless someone else is doing it. Everybody wants this sense of assurance, this sense of validation. Like, you know, I'll do it if the other kids are doing it. You know, and I have to cut past that and say, don't wait for other people. They may make stupid choices. You can make whatever choice feels right for you. You should be the first one in. Throw your towel in if it feels right for you. But it's interesting because I'm not just sharing information about what I'm building and, you know, seeing if we're a fit and, you know, the basic stuff, but there's the second layer. Can you share a big dream? Do you trust a big dream? And it's surprising when people can't or don't. And, you know, there's a certain point where I'm not pushy. I'm just like, I'm offering something. It's pretty awesome. You know, I've had a couple of experiences where TV producers have reached out over the years. Summer, I want to do a show with you. And I email them back, you know, within 24 hours. I'm like, tell me about it. You know, I don't know who they are. They might be from a big network, a little network, but they have an idea and I'm curious. I email them back. Show me your dream. Let's see if I want to jump in a boat with you. And it's surprising the people who aren't even curious. And it makes me wonder, what do their dreams look like? Where are their dreams? I mean, what is the state of their life where they're just going to blanket shut out things? And then, of course, I turn it on to me because I can't observe something in other people without looking into my own life and saying, where am I doing the same thing? Where am I putting up my hand and saying no before I even have really glimpsed, seen, explored? Where do I wait for other people to jump in first before I jump in? You know, trying to get that validation, it'll be okay and other people are doing it. Where do I trust my own self first? It's fascinating. Because the walls other people have are the same walls that we have. I was having this conversation with my mom, actually, last night. You know, and we were talking about, you know, she says, you're going to build stars on this network. And I said, I know. I know. That's what makes it so fun. This is what makes it, you know, a 10, 15, 20-year plan for me. Because it's fun. I love doing this. And she says, well, you know, some people can see it and some people can't. I said, I know. I wonder what I can't see. What can I not see? What can you not see? And then we got into a big, long discussion about all the things and all the people in our lives who can't see the stuff that they all should be seeing. It was pretty fun. Thank you, Mom. So prefacing that, this is how it is when you build something big. You know, as my mom also pointed out, she told me last night, when you are talking with people, and all of you who are coaches, all of you who are leaders, all of you who are teachers, speakers, mentors, anybody who is creating something and offering it to someone else, or employed in sales or real estate or, you know, essential oils, whatever, what it all boils down to is this: some will, some won't, so what? Right? So I'm remembering that. Some will, some won't, so what? And it's not a so what. You know, it's not that kind of so what. It's a so what. Let it go. Let it flow. Be in the stream of the right people are yes, the wrong people are no. And if they're people you get hung up on, so what? Let it go. You keep putting it out there. You keep putting your dream out there. You keep moving toward it. Don't let anybody tell you no. Don't let anybody tell you you're silly or stupid. How do they know? Do they live your life? All they're able to do is tell you from their own batch of prior experiences, which are very, very different than your own. They probably have never tried what you're trying. Perhaps they tried things and were not successful, so they assume naturally you won't be successful at what you try. Does that have any bearing on you and your life? Sometimes we get scared to shift into our dreams because we've built up this huge baggagey background. You know, I'm having the experience. I know I've shared this before, but you know, I've built, this will be my fifth company that I've built. One of them failed, left me in debt. One of them did so-so over the years, put me through college. Eventually, my husband took it over. He's done great with it, right? Then there was the division of Hay House. Then there was my own Flow Dreaming company and brand, and now there's Inflow Radio. I just realized it. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I never knew I got to wear that hat until it took me five companies where I figured that out. See, I'm not always, I've got my blank spots too. So here I am starting over, right? I'm right midlife, 2 years post-cancer, starting over. Starting something brand new, starting something where I have to have people share a vision with me, where I'm pulling together the resources, the people, the physical environment, the web infrastructure, the audio environment, branding, vision. And of course, all the people who are jumping in. I have station ambassadors, something I mentioned recently. That's those of you who want to be part of this, who want to contribute to this, share it with your friends, right? I have fun things planned to, make us all feel like we're in this together. You guys are going to be able to record some of my station IDs for me. I'll put you up on air. Fun stuff. All pulling together. And I happen to be the one person right out front, kind of, pulling that wagon behind me. It makes you feel at once like child mind, child mind, child pose. Starting over, starting fresh, starting new. Can I do it? I've spoken, I've talked to, I've coached, mentored so many private students over the years. They're also in their 40s or 50s, 60s even. I don't want to finish this career. I'm done with it. Yet if I start over and this long list starts to happen, nobody will pay me what I'm getting paid now. Nobody will want to hire me in at this level, at this position. How will people know that I have experience? I don't have experience built up for this, right? There's this huge litany that comes out of reasons why they are unqualified to do what they want to do, or why no one else will believe in them to do what they want to do. And I always say, you can sit behind those beliefs and be boxed in and stuck with them. Or you can say, what the hell? I'm going for it. Enough of my life experience will transfer over. And yeah, there's going to be some awkward months, right? It's like my kids, I'm sorry, kids, but when they're kind of preteens and they kind of get awkward looking sometimes for a while, they're cute kids. And then they're very awkward for a few years. And then they bloom into these gorgeous gods and goddesses by the time they're in high school or college. When you start a new career, you go through that awkward stage as well, which is, I don't know completely what I'm doing. I don't know if everybody's going to believe in me. I don't know if other people see my vision. I don't know if I can convince people that they should hire me for the same. It's just the awkward stage. But to get stuck behind that, like that awkward stage will never end and it will prevent you from going forward, period. You're stopping before you even get started. You are creating your own prison for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years of your life. So, dream big. It doesn't mean you have to quit your day job, quit everything, completely make your life come to a screeching halt. You don't have to do that, right? What's a side gig? What's a side job? I mean, Inflow Radio for me is my side gig at this point. Right? Flow Dreaming is my main baby. It's my brand. It's me school, personal mastery, my diamond coaching. That's the bulk of me, my life work built up to this point. Inflow Radio is a little baby crawling around on the ground, but I know it's going to grow up into a very, pretty, worthy creature. Pretty, what's the word for it? Spectacular, spectacular adult. But I have to be a child with it for a while. I have to be awkward with it for a while. I have to give my time and attention to it, but also give my time and attention to what is mature in my life. It's a safer way of transitioning, but it still means I go through the same angst and anxiety. Gosh, I can't believe I got off that phone call and this person can't see the vision with me. Oh, I feel devastated. Oh, some will, some won't. So what? Who's on board? Who's going to become a big star? Who's going to become a solid show on the network? Who's going to build their mailing list, 100,000 people with me? Come on. See, I have to dream big like that. Because if I dream any smaller, I will stop there. You ever had that experience where you set a goal for yourself? The number of houses sold, the number of clients sold, the amount of money that you want to reach, the number of people you want in your coaching program, the number of whatever it may be. And you reach exactly your goal. If it's 20, you reach 19. If it's 50 or 500, you reach 499 or 503. It's sort of like there's a part of you that knows if you reach the goal, we'll stop. It's all good. We'll stop. So make your goal be nice and big and high. It doesn't have to be high from the get-go. But there's some part of you that has the high, high goal. I've shared this before with my classes. I don't know if I've shared it with you yet. Whenever I'm putting together a goal that surrounds a dream, I put together the minimum bar. I put together the good bar, and I put together the oh my God bar. The minimum is, I know I can do this. I know I can achieve that. I've done it before, I've gotten real close, and that's the lowest bar. But if I achieve it, I'm still going to feel good, right? The medium bar is, yeah, I'm shooting for something bigger. If I do this, I'll feel like, yes, I'm right on track. This is where I want to be. The high bar, the big dream is, oh my God, if this happened, wow, I would just be over the moon. That would be crazy. That would be amazing and wonderful. It could happen. My sights are there. So I set up this three-tier goal system for pretty much everything I do, right? I'm using it now even as I construct this network. I have a certain minimum, a number of hosts that I want to launch with. I have, you know, a growth, period that I'm scheduling in. I have a max number. And then I have an open end, which is things will happen after that I can't foresee yet. Even bigger, bigger, bigger. So, what's your dream? Will it get you to the moon and back? Remember the space race? Nobody had ever been in space before from the U.S. And our country said, we're going to do it. We're going to beat those Russians. That's basically what we said. And we made it happen. More was done in those few years getting our first batch of astronauts out there than, you know, the speed of which it was done has never been repeated. I was fortunate enough to interview Buzz Aldrin years back. And it was really fascinating just asking him, what was your mindset? What was it like? What do you dream of? He had written a book, actually a sci-fi book, and we were talking about that. And, you know, his dreams were in his book. He says, I dreamed about being an astronaut. I dreamed about going to outer space. I dreamed about the future of humanity. This is what helped lead me to the moon. So, dream big. Dream, dream, dream. Dream, 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 dream. Remember that song? I should have had it all queued up, but I didn't. Too bad. So I tell you what, we are going to go to a quickie little break, and I'd love to answer some of your calls. See what's going on in your lives, in your mind, how you're feeling, how you're doing. So the number to call is 1-760-456-7277. You can call live. That's a U.S. number. If you're calling from the U.K., you dial 001. If you're calling from Australia, I looked this up earlier today. I think it's a 00111. You guys have a lot of digits you have to dial first. Anyway, we'll be right back after this quick little break, and I'll take some of your calls. And then we'll also go ahead and perhaps do a little flow dreaming and get you into that big stretchy space in your mind where you feel like, yeah, I'm going to let those big ideas plop into me. So stay with me. Imagine if there were a store where you could walk down the aisle and pop some self-love into your basket. Or how about tons of clients? Or maybe you're more in the mood for some relationship repair. Or how about more money monthly? These are all flow dreams, and you can literally put them in your basket. You can use them, feel them, take them inside you, and become them. Become these things inside so that the universe starts offering them to you on the outside, in your life. You tell the universe who you are by feeling it first. You can find all of these flow dreams. I have more than 100 of them. They're at flowdreaming.com in my shop. Browse through, pick the things that you want to become, and put them in your cart. Now, you can find the Flow Dreaming Shop both on a regular computer as well as on your mobile device. On your mobile device, you can either use your browser to go to flowdreaming.com, or you can download my free app where you can browse through, listen to samples of all of the flow dreams that I've just been talking about. So go check them out. Choose a few playlists. Get started. Pick up my free kit that teaches you how to flow dream while you're at it, and that way you can really get started changing your life. Now let's get back to the program. In case you missed it, the number to call to talk to me live is the U.S. number 1-760-456-7277. Flow Dreaming airs live on Tuesdays, so check flowdreaming.com for my current live broadcast time. Again, reach me at 1-760-456-7277. Now, let's get back to the show. Welcome back to the show, and we're going to get to some of your live calls. We are talking about going to the moon and back, your big, big dreams. Again, that number is 760-456-7277. That is a U.S. number. So let's jump in and see who we've got today. I am seeing... Well, it looks like Valerie. Hey, Valerie. How are you?
Hi, Summer.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, my dear. How are you? How are you? You're me school. Hey, hey.
Yes, I am in me school, and I'm taking this moment to say I have learned so much in school this year. It's been so awesome, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
Wow, thank you. Wonderful. Well, what can I help you with today? What's going on?
So I am riding in the car. I got an echo on my phone. Can you hear it? Does it bother you?
I hear you. You're kind of going in and out a little bit, but we'll get through.
Okay. Okay, so I'm in the car with my boyfriend, Del Miller, who... He wanted to talk to you. Should I tell him about you? And he has a question.
Okay, great. Hi, Del.
Hi, Summer. So nice to finally meet you.
You as well. I feel like I'm riding in the car with both of you right now.
Right? Well, I feel like I know you.
Yeah? From listening?
From Valerie, from her talks and her tapes, and she comes back and communicates, you know, with me.
Yeah.
What she's learned. I find it very interesting because I'm very open.
Great. So what's your question? What's happening in your life?
I've been having a bad day or two, and I don't do well with chaos in my life. I go to work every day. I try to do the right thing. I don't tread on people. So I'm very, I guess, not boring, but I just try not to rock the boat.
Yeah.
And I have an estranged wife who I haven't seen in 11 years, who has made a lot of bad choices lately, and she is currently actually in jail because of some of these choices.
Mm.
So Valerie and myself went to the courthouse today and filed to finally finalize the divorce that wasn't finaled 11 years ago. And I have this just terrible angst and this feeling of chaos inside. Like I have this, I don't have control over being hurt from this ex. even though it's been 11 years.
Yeah.
I just feel like I have no control over her hurting me, not emotionally, but financially. And I just feel that she doesn't deserve it after 11 years when she's made so many bad choices. And I've had to take care of the children and do it all myself. I've got this just big open angst of being hurt financially when I just don't feel that it's warranted after 11 years. That's my question.
Yeah. So how is she continuing to hurt you financially? I'm assuming she's not really supporting the kids. So you're having to, you know, completely financially support them. Is that the main way?
That is correct, and I don't mind that. So, no, I'm not upset about taking care of both of the children who are now adult children.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that primarily by myself for pretty much, I'd say, 5 of the last 10 years.
Okay.
What I'm worried about now is after 11 years, finally finalizing this divorce, this big unknown of her being able to come back to me and maybe attack my business or go after alimony, which I feel in my heart of hearts is not fair after 11 years when she's had a chance to do something good with her life.
Yeah.
And she has chosen to just use and hurt people.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I would be another victim.
Yeah.
I know I really don't have any control over it, but it just really bothers me.
Yes.
That she has that capability when she's made so many bad choices.
Well, I'm really curious how your separation/divorce has continued for 11 years, right? Because right there, what we're looking at is a connection that's not been severed, right?
Right. So that's the problem. When we filed for divorce 11 years ago, when I showed up to the courthouse,
yes,
she was a no-show. She didn't show.
Okay.
So the court said they can't do a default because she didn't fill out her asset declaration that we would have to refile.
Okay, so she's stalled this for 10 years. Is that what we're getting at? She has stalled this out for 10 years.
Yes, and I didn't take... Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yep. So she stalled it for 10 years. You probably went through periods of where you pushed hard and then you just got frustrated and backed off. So more time kept elapsing.
Bingo.
So you have 11 years
Bingo.
Of your life. I think that is where a lot of the anger is actually coming from. Yes, it's the financial stuff. But the other part is basically she's held the power for the last 11 years. And she is, in your mind, unworthy of holding that power.
Yeah.
But she has. She's held you hostage.
Yep.
So you tried to divorce and she did a power move, which is, no, I'm not going to go along with it. I'm not going to help you. There is the anger. There is the fury and the rage. And I know you said you're a mild-mannered guy, but this emotion, this energy builds up inside of us. And it will swirl around looking for something to like land on, like a bird trying to find a good telephone wire. And it's trying to land right now on this idea that we're finally, you know, pushing through and getting the financial stuff, and it's all going to land on this now. It's going to land on it. So you have to clear this.
Yeah.
Right? She will never give you the kind of release that you're looking for. You have to give it to yourself, which is, we are finishing this. More than all the money that I've lost to her is the time that I've lost, right? Letting her still impact me emotionally for 11 years, right? That's the bigger deal. And I'm now over it. She no longer has that kind of emotional power over me. We are done. I'm extracting myself from this. It is simple. It is easy. I'm wiping my hands. I'm washing my hands of it. I am walking away. I'm walking away. And maybe I'll come out ahead and maybe I won't, although you can flow dream. Best possible outcome. Best possible outcome. But the main thing is this sense of I'm taking the power back from her. She can no longer upset me. She can no longer cause fury in me because those are feelings I don't want to feel. And she's causing them. And I'm letting her cause them. And I've let her cause them in me for 11 damn years. Does that make sense?
Right. Oh, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, when this all shakes down, I have two adult children. You know, there's no parental or no child support. all the assets were split 11 years ago. It, as far as I was concerned, for 11 years, she's had a chance to grow and to prosper and to be a good model for her children, and she's done none of that. And that angers me, too. And it hurts me for the children.
Yeah.
That she took that path and was so destructive towards them.
I wonder why you still have expectations for her. Right? To me, it shows you still have a connection with her. You still have expectations for her. She's not meeting those expectations. And you can feel sad for your kids. But at some point, they're going to have to reconcile with who and what she is.
Yeah, that's what Valerie's, you know, told me.
Yeah.
They'll reconcile with what she's done. They'll know that I was the rock. I was the one that was there. I was the one that worked every day and tried to model for them and show them the right way to do things.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it may come further along in their lives. You know, we all tend to want to keep our illusions about our parents until at one point they really do crack.
Right.
And that will occur. Until then, you know, illusions about your parents are kind of what makes you feel safe if you need to feel safe. And if somebody takes those illusions away, they're taking away your safety. So you can't be upset at your kids for not seeing her the way you see her at this point. But the bigger issue here is it's really time to let her go completely, 100%. Every time she triggers anger in you, rage, fury, even a sense of she should be doing better, you are now still wrapped up with her. You're wrapped up in her. You have expectations for her. And she's not meeting those expectations, and she never will. So you're continuously pouring your energy into something that will never be given back to you or given to you the way you want. You're the only one who can stop that. Got it?
Okay. Makes perfect sense.
So that was not a very woo-woo answer, but in some ways it was very woo-woo. Stop your energy connection.
No, it was a woo-woo.
Woo! All right, Del. I know you can do this. It's just a matter of shifting. Yeah, Valerie?
I was going to say, that is what is so great about you, Summer. All of your stuff is woo-woo, but it is also basic science. It's common sense. It's business. It's everything, right? It's very grounded stuff.
Thank you. Thank you. That makes me feel happy.
And, you know, it's not that I have – I understand you saying expectations in Tara.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I always want the best for whoever. I don't have anger towards people. I try not to hold that because that's all bad.
Yeah.
I want people to do good.
Right.
I want people to not do drugs like she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I just want her to be okay, but not with me. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. But that's different, right? I have compassion for people. You know, I have a willing, good desire that they do well. But if they don't, it's not hurting me. And that's the distinction for you. You have compassion, you have desire,
perfect.
But if they don't, it doesn't hurt me. The only time it hurts me is if they're people that I am still emotionally connected to. If they're my kids and they're not doing well, I have expectations for them, it will hurt me. And this is why I'm saying you may be 11 years gone from her, but you're not detached yet. Until you reach that point where it is not impacting you. And that's the thing. I don't know if you want that, to really let her go. Because you're not saving her, and you can't save her. And you've tried to save her. And at some point you say, I cannot save you. It hurts. It hurts too much.
She's got to save herself.
Yes. All right, you guys. Thanks so much for your call. Good stuff. Good stuff
thanks,
to think Summer. About.
Thank you.
Thank you both so much for calling.
Talk to you again.
Okay. I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Good gracious. Let's see here. I think I think we may just do our flow dream now instead of at the end of the show. So if you're listening live, I do have open lines, 760-456-7277. There were a few little issues getting on air live, so I know some of you were just coming in. I apologize for that. But yes, it is live now. So let's go ahead and do some flow dreaming together. And if you don't know what flow dreaming is, it is a beautiful, mindful practice. It is being emotionally aware. It is emotionally reconditioning yourself. It is a process where you move into flow state. You use guided daydreaming. And you bring your emotions into this space. It's a very simple technique. It's not meditation. It's different. So if you're curious how to do it, I do have a free kit that you can get. You can just do that by going to my website, flowdreaming.com, and downloading it right there. But if you haven't done it before, just close your eyes and wing it with me. It will not feel like meditation. It will not be soothing and la-da-da-da-da. No, there's energy and there's emotion there. I'm going to guide you to feel certain things. So go ahead and close your eyes, and I want you to let yourself just feel. Feel. Take a deep breath and relax. Release the breath. Breathing in and out. Let your shoulders drop. Let your abdomen release and roll your neck. You feel good. You feel at ease. Your mind is wandering. You are wandering, wandering among the stars, wandering in a great spacious place in your imagination, where you can reach down on your right and left and just scoop up these beautiful orbs of light, ideas. Each one is a world, a galaxy in your hands. They're big ideas. And you realize someone somewhere had this idea. Had this idea. Someone had the idea of this world or this galaxy or this universe. Oh, and it was a big idea. It was complex and beautiful. It took a while. It took a great deal of imagination. It took a great deal of belief. Of faith. You reach down and you grab something sparkling in your flow. Another beautiful big idea, a dream. Bring it up and you hold it to your chest and you feel this idea. This idea calls to you, it sings to you. It says, wake up, sleepyhead. It says, when are you going to do this? When is the time going to be right for me? I know you can do this. I've been waiting for you. You're going to grow into this. You are growing into this. You've already grown into this big, beautiful idea. What is it? Let it reveal itself. Maybe you know it already. Maybe it's been singing to you for a while, tickling in the back of your mind. Or maybe it's a brand new idea. Maybe it's something you haven't yet felt, seen, or heard. It's just revealing itself to you. Really? Is it? You feel that? Let it show itself. Let it reveal itself. What does it feel like? What is it asking from you? What does it want from you? How patient has it been with you? Is it ready for you to act on it? What's it going to take? What's it going to take for you to say yes? What is it going to take? Notice that feeling. Notice that sensation of what it will take. Are you going to give yourself to it? When? Share with it. Notice if you've been holding back from it. Notice if you've been constantly putting it off. Like shooing away a child who keeps asking for the same thing over and over, and you say, not now, not now, not now. When? This is your idea. It belongs to you. It's waiting on you, waiting for you. It's here because it knows you can handle it. It knows you're ready for it. You're right for it. It knows, and yet you don't. Let yourself go into the state of knowing with it. Know with it. Now when you're done, feel yourself beginning to come back, returning, bringing this beautiful big idea with you, putting it in your pocket, carrying it home, living with you, growing with you, flashing itself at you from time to time when your mind is wandering and you say, oh, you, you. And now whenever you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes and return from flow. There you have it. That is what a flow dream feels like. I give you some visuals because it's nice to keep your mind occupied, gives it something to do. But mostly, I wanted you to feel it, encounter it. Whenever you are feeling or experiencing something, you are actively changing your energetic and emotional state. You are. You simply are. You are creating a different form of you for the moments that you're doing it. And that new form of you stays. It's real. It's a thing. It becomes part of you. It is you. And you just added that bit to yourself. That is what flow dreaming is. So before we wrap up today's program, I just want to return to this concept of the big idea, your big idea. I want to give you a little homework. In that flow dream, maybe you recognize that you've had this big idea for a long time, but you've been shooing it away, you've been shushing it. Maybe you have the idea, but it's not real formed and you're not really sure and it just feels vague and fuzzy. Maybe you've been desperately waiting for the big idea. Take it a step further. Write down what you felt. Explore it. Take some time. Sit outside. Get yourself a cup of tea. Look up at the sky. Watch the sunset. Watch the sun rise. And just freeform. Big ideas like to drop in. They drop in when you're in flow state. They rarely come when your mind is active, focused, taking care of junk. And most of our day, we spend actively taking care of junk. We don't leave big ideas room to find us. They have to squish their way in through the cracks. Haven't you ever wondered why you get so many good ideas in the shower? Because it's one of the few times when you're letting your mind wander. You're not filling it up with phone calls and chores and driving from place to place and work and busy stuff. Big ideas need a doorway. They need moments. And they often don't just plop into the one or two little fragments of moments that you give them in a day. They like to sashay their ways in. They like to have you have a couple of moments and think about one thing, think about another. And then they come sniffing around like little bunny rabbits. A little shy at first, waiting for it to be all clear, and then eventually they come into your meadow. You got to give them the meadow. Let them arrive. And that means carving out space for them. Big, wide open space. Space in your life, space in your mind. It's not called doing nothing. It's called creating opportunity in your field, creating opportunity in your soul, creating opportunity in your life, where you're not immediately going to clamp down on your thoughts with, well, I can't, and no, it won't work, and I shouldn't. All of that is set up for a different time, different part of your day. You do that all day long and all the other aspects. Big ideas don't thrive with that. They need wildness. They need freedom. They need you to not say no for a while. They need you just to be open and say yes for a while and maybe, and that's interesting, and sure, I'm curious. Right, and that leads me right back to the beginning of today. I'm curious. I'm curious opens so many doors. I'm curious doesn't mean you have to say yes, doesn't mean you have to say no. I'm curious means show me more. I might be interested. I may be open. Maybe I could. Maybe that's in alignment. Maybe it's not. I'm curious. Do you know how much the emotion of I'm curious does for you in your life? I want you to think right now. More homework. What are some things you are truly curious about? About your life, not, you know, how was the universe made? Things you're curious about in your life right now. Notice if there's a little stop-start feeling as you try and think about that. Like maybe it's not just so obvious. Maybe it's like, well, it might be, or it could be, or I don't know. I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. Because maybe you haven't been curious lately. Maybe you've stopped being curious. Those of you who have kids, or if you can remember being a kid, what do kids live off of? Curiosity. What's that? Why is that that way? Who is that? Why did they say that? What's this? Can I? They're always asking, can I this? Can I that? They're curious. Can I? I'm curious. What's over there? What's this? We evolve and develop into adults based on curiosity. That same curiosity is what continues to open the doors in our life to big dreams. Most of us, we spend our day in rote, just get it done, get it done, get it done, get it done, get it done. And then we sigh with relief at the end of the day. We open a book and we let ourselves relax in another land and another story, or we turn on the TV, get lost in some other media, some other stuff that other people made for us. We don't usually go into our own land and say, I'm curious. Curious what'll happen if I start a brand new broadcast network, just scraping it up out of the mud, creating it again, seeing if I can do even better. I'm curious. I'm really curious. Curious who'll be with me. Curious what it'll look like. Curious how well it will do, or what trials and troubles I'll have to go through. Curious how I'll behave or be if I do have trials and troubles. I'm curious. Curious where it will take me. Will it take me across the world? Probably. Could be. I'm curious. This is dreaming big. You don't have to be a CEO. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. You don't have to be any of those things to do it. You just start with whatever you have, whoever you are right now. There are things in your life that could shift up into a higher level, a broader expanse, the next phase, right? Let's put it in those terms. The next phase. What is your next phase? And are you going into it? Or are you holding yourself back from it? Are you excited and a little nervous? Or are you actively holding your hands out and saying, no, 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 don't make me. Your next phase. That's your big dream. So go for it. Give yourself to it. Do it. Be it. Become it. You're going to be surprised. The resources that pile in for you. The people who appear. The opportunities that, curiously, enter your life at just the right timing. You remember moments like this in your life? You look back and you say, yeah, during that phase, like this one thing happened, it was so synergistic and then it all just came together. Guess what? Why are you sitting around waiting for those to just happen to you? Why not start making those? You know how that happened? Because you had a big dream and you made yourself open and you allowed your flow and you allowed your life to start filling in that space with all of that good juicy stuff, all of that synergy. You did. Do it again. Don't wait 5 years for it or 10 years for it. Let it in right now. So, my lovelies, I hope you enjoyed today's program. I hope it inspired you. Hope it helps take you to the next level. As always, I encourage you, send me some email. Let me know what you're thinking, how you're doing. What do you think about the network? What do you think about this program? Any topics you'd like me to cover? Every show, I do cover a different topic surrounding a theme of life, energy, flow, emotion, advice, co-creation. My email is summer@flowdreaming.com. I don't always respond. I'll tell you that right up front because sometimes my inbox is very, very full. But I do read everything that comes in. So with that, I wrap up today's program and say I love you guys, all of you. And that's it. Bye, guys. See you next time. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening today. One request before you go. Please rate this podcast, either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to Flow Dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my Player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon app store. And again, thank you so, so, so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.